From our nation's capital, this is Naps Chat.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Naps Chat. I'm Bob Levy, the Director of Legislative and Political Affairs for the National Association of Postal Supervisors. Before we begin our update on legislative action that could very well negatively impact postal supervisors, managers, and postmasters, as well as most of the federal employee community, I want to pause for a few moments to reflect on the legacy of cherished NAPS congressional ally, the late Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia. Representative Connolly passed away about 2 weeks ago after being diagnosed with esophageal cancer just 7 months ago. Representative Connolly chaired the House Subcommittee on Government Operations, which had jurisdiction over the Postal Service from 2019 through 2022. Congressman Connolly served about 16 years in Congress. Just as Jerry Connolly fought on behalf of the postal and federal employee workforce and his Northern Virginia constituents, he battled the cancer valiantly. His tenacity was recognized by his congressional colleagues as they awarded him the top Democratic spot on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee last year. Congressman Connolly introduced and championed numerous bills over the course of his congressional career, and many of them resonated with members of NAPS, including the Postal Supervisors and Managers Fairness Act, the Postal Employees Appeal Rights Amendment Act, and the Postal Reform Act of 2022, which was signed into law. He also promoted legislation to provide equitable treatment between CSRS and FERS retirees and to ensure merit-based federal employment. NAPS was well represented at Congressman Connolly's funeral. We were able to convey the sincerest condolences of the 47,000 postal employees represented by NAPS to the late congressman's family and staff. We truly hope that the congressman's memory will be for a blessing. Now on to legislative news. As our NAPS chat audience should know by now, the House of Representatives passed its contribution to the budget reconciliation process, H.R. 1, by a one-vote majority, 215 to 214. The bill is fat at 1,038 pages and ugly, not big and beautiful as has been described by its supporters and apologists. In sum, H.R. 1 negatively impacts the postal and federal workforce and EAS-level postal employees in particular. Nevertheless, NAPS members in large numbers through the NAPS advocacy portal on the NAPS website communicated their displeasure with the original text of the bill, which included provisions to change the retirement calculation formula from the average of the highest 3 years of salary to the highest 5 years, to require FERS employees hired prior to 2014 to pay more towards their entitled pension, and to immediately end the FERS supplemental annuity for employees who retire prior to the age of 62. In collaboration with our postal and federal colleagues, NAPS successfully encouraged the deletion of the change to the retirement formula and deleted the increase in pension contributions from the bill. However, two anti-postal and anti-federal employee provisions remain in the bill, which would cut an earned benefit and undermined merit-based job security. First, the FERS supplement would end on January 1st, 2028 for those not receiving the supplement at that point in time. Second, federal employees and EAS-level postal employees who are newly hired or promoted would be forced to choose between being hired as an at-will employee or be required to pay an additional 5% of their salary to FERS to benefit from the existing civil service protection. In a way, it's a form of extortion. An at-will employee can be fired for virtually any reason or no reason at all. According to the Congressional Budget Office, this provision would apply to about 10% of the postal workforce, which translates to the EAS level employees in it. Not surprisingly, this provision, as it would apply to the Postal Service, would not reduce the federal deficit, nor would it address White House budget priorities. However, the provision would shift about $112 million in FERS contributions from the Postal Service onto the backs of EAS-level employees, that is, for those newly hired or promoted who desire their justified civil service protections. Back to the final House vote. All Democrats voted no. Two Republicans voted no, and one voted present. These GOP votes were not because of the cuts to the federal workforce or because the bill may hurt people. Rather, they believed that the bill did not cut enough. Finally, two Republican members elected not to take place in the vote at all. H.R. 1 is now on its way to the Senate, where its welcome is uncertain. President Trump is pressuring the Senate Republican leadership to pass the bill and deliver it to his desk by July 4th. That timeline is extremely challenging, even though Senate rules enable reconciliation bills to be considered expeditiously and without the possibility of a Senate filibuster. It is unclear when the Senate will clear its schedule to consider H.R. 1. It is important to note that the Senate is scheduled to recess for the July 4th break on Friday, June 27th. So if the Senate wants to meet President Trump's timeline, it would have to pass the bill prior to June 27th. In the meantime, NAPS is focusing on multiple fronts to combat these provisions and is focusing on specific senators. Our immediate goals are to remove the provisions which ends the FERS annuity supplement and the provision relating to at-will employees from the reconciliation bill. In addition, we will fight to ensure that the pension provisions that were deleted from H.R. 1 by the House of Representatives are not resurrected. Therefore, NAPS encourages all NAPS Chat listeners to visit the Legislative Action Center on the NAPS website and use our convenient advocacy portal to contact their two U.S. senators to voice opposition to postal employee cuts included in H.R. 1. It is our hope that with overwhelming activism, we will succeed in protecting EAS-level postal employees and their benefits. Another matter which NAPS is monitoring is the anticipated change in leadership at the Postal Service. In early May, the Postal Service Board of Governors Chair Amber McReynolds announced that former Waste Management Incorporated CEO Dave Steiner would succeed Louis DeJoy as the Postmaster General. It is anticipated that Steiner would occupy the top floor suite at L'Enfant Plaza in mid-July once the Postal Inspection Service completes its vetting process. Noteworthy is that Steiner has been on the Board of Governors of the FedEx Corporation, a postal competitor for expedited delivery in small parcels, and at times has partnered with the Postal Service on air transport and last-mile delivery. On a related matter, President Trump announced about a month ago via text messaging on X, formerly known as Twitter, his intention to nominate Florida trash mogul and GOP fundraiser Anthony Lamangino to the Postal Board of Governors. As of yet, the nomination has not been formally made and therefore cannot be forwarded to the Senate for its consideration and possible confirmation. Stay tuned. Over the next few weeks, much will be going on in the legislative spaces, you can see, and it may impact postal employees and federal employees, so it's important to stay engaged and not simply be a spectator. With that admonition, I want to thank NAPS Chat listeners for logging on this week. If you enjoy NAPS Chat, please leave us a positive review in the Apple Podcast Store, and more importantly, share NAPS Chat with your friends and colleagues. In the meantime, stay safe and stay healthy.
And write myself a letter and make